The solar system has been around for a while, but in many ways it's still being born. Planets cooling like the Earth, still rumbling below the surface and full of hot lava. Forces of gravity still grabbing bits of the universe and trapping them into orbits. Greedy Saturn seems to have grabbed another satellite. It's a chilly rock that NASA has named Peggy. Peggy was only revealed by spaceborne observation from the Cassini spacecraft in images sent back to Earth about a year ago, and only now just analyzed. Tarek Malik is managing editor of space.com. He joins me now. Welcome.
Hello.
So what do you make of Peggy? How big is it? Any chance we could land there and observe Saturn?
Well, John, Peggy, if it is actually a full moon, is pretty small, about half a mile wide, maybe half a New York City block. And it's cold and icy. It could also already be falling apart. But what it does show is that moons may still be forming around planets in our solar system, something that the normal, you know, everyday person might have thought was done, was finished.
And when you say forming, what's the difference between, coming together and forming like the Earth did and just being grabbed out of, you know, space by the force of gravity of Saturn?
Well, that's the big, you know, question here. What scientists think that they're seeing in this picture is the former, an actual moon forming from material around a planet, Saturn, like the moon formed out of material around Earth, like the planets formed from material around the sun, you know, as opposed to a captured asteroid or a space rock. They have this photo of ripples in Saturn's ring, stuff coming together, a big clump of stuff right on the edge of the rings that could just pop free and be its own moon if it gets that enough mass for it. And so that's kind of the main difference. There's a captured, you know, stuff that's already out there that formed along with the rest of the universe. And then there's these moons that form from the material around these planets. And that's what these scientists think they're seeing.
So the capture is what the rings are all about. But the formation is the actual force of gravity within the rings, bringing various pieces of the rings together, forming this clump, which could actually get bigger.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's the over time, you know, millions of years, just little bits, like a bit hits another bit, becomes a larger bit. It gets a higher gravity. It attracts more. They're seeing ripples around this blob. They haven't seen the object itself. They can only see the ripples of it and this kind of clumping arc in the rings of Saturn right on the very edge. And so what they hope is that they're going to be able to get closer in the next couple of years and actually see the object itself to see, is it an actual moon? You know, could it escape the ring system entirely to actually be a full-fledged moon, or is it going to break apart or stay where it is?
Isn't one of the theories about the ring that it once was a planet and actually fell apart?
Well, there's that theory that it was a planet or something that hit Saturn as it was forming to create this giant ring. The leading theory is that the rings that themselves were quite larger than what we see today, and that the other moons, Saturn has like 60 moons, the other moons around Saturn all form from that larger amount, so we don't see the extra rings. And so that's why scientists thought that this moon formation plan from those rings that came from that either big collision or the extra material left from Saturn was finished. And so seeing an active process now, if that's what's happening, and it seems like it might be, is really exciting.
Well, here's to Peggy, the latest moon discovered by telescopes on the Cassini spacecraft to analyze here on Earth. Tarek Malik is the managing editor of space.com. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John. It was a pleasure.
You can see a photo from NASA of Saturn giving birth to Peggy. Just visit thetakeaway.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.